Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I get to greet you because once again, WAMC's very own Ian Pickus gets to ask me some questions this time around. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to put you on the hot seat, but before we can do that, I still don't have an answer to last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase Big Dipper. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for something built above ground and a four-letter word for something that is often built below ground. What are the words?
Well,
if you add another E, you can spell bridge and pipe.
Well, Mike, this is our last show before the big day. I hope you've got all your presents wrapped and your stockings hung. In honor of Christmas, today we'll go Christmas shopping. There's still time. Each answer will be made up of letters found in the word Christmas.
All right. Okay. Quickly writes down the word Christmas so he can see all the letters at his disposal.
It will help, I think. According to the website How Stuff Works, major components of a sailboat include rudder, hull, jib, keel, mainsail, tiller, and what other part? Which usually carries a ship's flag in addition to other uses.
I think you are referring to the mast.
I am referring to the mast. That's kind of an easy one to start things off. Are you much of a sailor?
No. I get seasick, so I tend to limit my interaction with boats and boating-type objects.
Me too, man. Me too. Discussing Kevin Costner as Robin Hood, film critic Roger Ebert wrote in 1991 that, quote, all of us are born with certain attributes and skills, with notes we can play and other notes we can't reach. Costner simply does not have a swashbuckling, extroverted action hero in his repertory. What adjective did Ebert use in this review of Costner's performance?
Did he say miscast?
Nicely done. Speaking of film, what is the name of the feline character voiced in an animated 1994 film by Jeremy Irons and portrayed by Chiwetel Ejiofor in next year's live-action remake of that film?
I knew it was The Lion King, so I'm trying to remember who did all these. And I don't have enough letters for Simba and all that, right? So finally realized, yes, Jeremy Irons played Scar.
Yes, he did. Described as an ancient order devoted to the dark side of the Force, what is the name of the sworn enemy of the Jedi that includes adherents like Darth Sidious, Darth Vader, and Emperor Palpatine?
Among the very few things that I know about the Star Wars universe, I know that they are called the Sith.
That's right, and how do you know that?
Because it is a word that I have seen before.
You might have seen it in the title of the 2005 prequel for Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, let's say that's why.
And finally, what title was shared by Nicholas II, Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, Ivan the Terrible, and Boris Godunov, to name a few?
So they all had the title of Tsar.
Yes, depending on your spelling. And the examples in this clue were all Tsars of Russia, but there remains a living Tsar known as Simeon II. He was the child ruler of Bulgaria during World War II and later served as prime minister from 2001 to 2005. Well, Santa Claus came to see Mike Nothnagel early. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
You can hop on over to wamc.org/anyquestions, where you will find at least 3 of the 4 things I am about to say. The questions that Ian just asked us, some extra credit questions that Ian has for us, some milk and cookies, or this challenge. Ian?
Start with the phrase Christmas Eve. Drop both S's, rearrange the letters, and you can spell a 6-letter type of person and a 4-letter place that person might live. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you work on that challenge, and to you and all of our listeners, happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Right back at you, and we will see you next week.